विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेषिताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 जी। ये थोड़ा गर्म लग रहा है, थोड़ा देर चलने दो, उसके बाद बंद करता हूँ। आपको ज्यादा है तो इधर जाओ। ओके, सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग द फिफ्थ वर्स। उसमें हमने भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर का कमेंट्री पढ़ा और शिवराम महाराज का पढ़ लिया। सो वी जस्ट स्टार्टेड डिस्कसिंग भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज कमेंट्री, बट बिकॉज इट हैज बीन अ लॉन्ग टाइम विल स्टार्ट भक्ति विज्ञान महाराज कमेंट्री अगेन, क्योंकि कितना क्या पढ़ा है याद नहीं आ रहा है, बहुत लेट हो गया। सो वर्स 5, असच्चेष्टा कष्ट प्रद विकट पाशालिभिरेह प्रकामं कामादि प्रकट पतपाति व्यतिकरैः गले बद्वा हन्येहं इति बकबित वर्त्मपगणे कुरुत्वं फुटकारान अवति सयतात्वं मनहित। सो हियर ही इज टेलिंग दैट इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड प्रकट पत पाति, प्रकट मीन्स जो मैनिफेस्टेड, पत इज पाथ, पाति इज स्पार्कलिंग, प्रकट पत पाति मीन्स द स्पार्कलिंग पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्णा। व्यतिकरैः मीन्स मॉब, सो प्रकामम, प्रकामम मीन्स बाय माय ओन डिजायर, कामादि means lust, etc. So in this world, the sparkling path of devotion is mobbed by lust, etc. Gale badva, which have tied my neck with vikata pashalibir. Vikata pashalibir means the dreadful nooses of what? Asat cheshta. Asat cheshta means sinful activities. What is the nature of sinful activities? Kashta prada, which gives troubles, troublesome sinful activities. So what is the solution? Hanyeham, hanyeham. I am dead, in this way, call out loudly. To whom? अहन्येहम हन्येहम इति कुरु त्वं फुटकारान। इन दिस वे यू लाउडली शाउट टू हूम? बकबित वर्तमप गणे, बकबित द किलर ऑफ बक, वर्तमप दोस हु फॉलो द पाथ ऑफ द किलर ऑफ बक कृष्ण गणे पीपल वैष्णवस। मनः ओ माइंड, अवति सयता so that they can come and protect you. Tvam, you, itah, from these enemies. So, basically here he is telling that the six enemies like lust, anger, envy, greed, which are much more internal enemies, much more subtler enemies, then prajalpa hari bol argenta na pandana ok da ok da always late
yes bro. Always late बुक ढूंढ रहा था,
फिर भी वो 5 मिनट पहले ढूंढ सकता था,
वो बिक्स बना रहा था।
सो ही सेज दैट the sparkling path of devotion has been covered by the dreadful nooses, by the mob called lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion, pride, which puts the deadly nooses of sinful activities on the sadhaka. So what is the solution? The previous verse spoke about more grosser obstacles of prajalpa, mukti katha, and worshipping and attachment to worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan. This verse talks about more subtler, even though one might have worked on prajalpa, one may not talk about mukti katha, one may not have attachment to worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan, but still one may suffer due to the internal obstacles in the form of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride, which are compared to highway robbers, which can put the dreadful noose of sinful activities on the neck of the sadhaka and pull him in the wrong direction. And the only solution for this is to cry out loudly for the help, for help from Vaishnavas. Kurutvam putkaran. Hanyeham, hanyeham iti kurutvam putkaran. Bhakavit Vartmapagani, unto the followers of the path of Krishna. Avati Sayata, so that they can come and protect you. Itaha, from these enemies. So the only solution for overcoming these internal obstacles is association of devotees. Therefore, Kalka class mein Radha Gopinath Prabhu very beautifully explained the analogy.
House.
The house analogy. So the foundation of the house is strong sadhana.
Floor
is service attitude. The walls are devotees association. So the walls provide
shelter.
Walls provide protection. That is what. And the roof provides shelter. The door provides outreach. And the windows.
Indirect. So peeping to see whether it's.
Yeah, just connecting very, very, very new people. So, the protection is given by association of devotees. See, generally when we slip, that is when we don't take the association very seriously. That is when we actually tend to slip. Take association for granted, or more so when we don't take association seriously, when we start slipping, after some time we purposefully avoid association, because in association they will catch and not. So before we get attached to slipping, call out. That is what this verse is talking about. Otherwise, it will put the deadly noose of asak cheshta, sinful activities, on our neck and keep dragging us from the sparkling path of devotion. So, they put the deadly noose. Okay, so isme we started discussing Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj's explanation of this. This is page number 377. Okay. Okay. So we will start reading from the beginning only, even though we have already covered it. मतलब एक क्लास तो कवर किया बट कुछ याद नहीं है क्या कवर किया. So Maharaj says, this is a very important verse for all of us. Asat cheshta kashta prada. Cheshta means efforts. Asat cheshta means false, futile, meaningless efforts. Kashta means suffering and prada means yielding. Asat cheshta kashta prada. Raghunath Das Goswami says that our life consists of futile efforts. Mogasha, moga karmano, moga jnana vicheta. In Soviet literature, there is a famous piece by Ilya Ilf and Yevgeny Petrov called The Golden Calf. It pictures the fate of a man who has been striving after a million rubles all his life. He did get a million and then said, the dream of an idiot has come true. Raghunath Das Goswami says the same thing. Asat cheshta kashta prada vikata. In this case, it is greed. Greed has led him to asat cheshta. Vikata means very severe suffering. The efforts we make and the labor we expend in this world makes us suffer. But both our effort and the fruit are actually asat. Something that has no reality or meaning. Soham nanam shulla sukaya dukkam mahatkatanam viramaya tasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yada asakshat bhagavan shivya. Pasha libir pasha. Pasha means rope. He says, these ropes have tied me. The karma we create has tied us hand and foot, causing us excruciating pain. We may think, now I need just a little money. I will earn a million and then I will peacefully perform bhajan. Thus, we start to work saying, I need some money, just a little. I just have to reach my financial goal. 30 years pass by and we have made little or no spiritual progress. These meaningless efforts bind us hand and foot and we create more karmic debts. Decades later, instead of millions, we have only increased these debts. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami says that by these ropes here, I am tied up. Prakamam kamadi prakatapatapati vyatikaraihi. There is a gang of thugs and it is they who have tied us. So in this analogy, what is the rope? Who are the thugs? What is the rope? And what is the nature of the rope? What is the rope? What is the nature of the rope? Who are the highway robbers? Highway robbers are these lust, greed, envy, illusions. And what is the rope?
Rope is a karmic reaction binding.
Rope is the asat cheshta. Asat cheshta. And what is the nature of that rope? Kashta prada. It gives us suffering. And it takes us away from the sparkling path of devotion. Asat cheshta kashta prada prakata patalivir pashalibiriha prakamam kamadi prakata patipati vatikaraihi gale batva hanyeham iti bhakavit vartmapagane kurutvam putkaran avati sayatatvam manayita. Like that.
One example is given of somebody who says that I'll make some money, financial goal, and then I'll do my bhajan. That's how he gets defeated. Especially you can refer to someone who is not staying in the ashram. But how those are staying in the ashram, how such kind of any example is the
principle of greed.
Yeah, this I have practically seen when I have come across these.
Within the ashram, we may bide time. Like, ठीक है, एक दिन हम होंगे कामयाब, मेरा जपा सुधर जाएगा. और नॉट पुटिंग एफर्ट, नॉट इन्वेस्टिंग इन आवर साधना सर्विस, होपिंग दैट वन डे ऑटोमेटिकली इट विल इम्प्रूव. दिस इज वन वे. बट अगेन greed also may involve greed for some facilities, greed for some objects, gadgets, greed for opulent prasadam. Should be all of that. Lust is same whether it is inside or outside. Envy is same whether it is inside or outside. Anger is same whether it is inside or outside. Lust, anger, envy, greed. Pride is there whether it is inside or outside. Illusion is same.
Except that the manifestation of anger was that because of the lusty desire which is similar. The manifestation of illusion comes in the form of greed, because sometimes you are put in illusion, you know why this person is acting like that. We don't understand, we are in illusion, but later on we come to know because he acted greedily, you know, that's why it's not seen. We are sometimes put in illusion. Similarly, manifestation of
one can be illusioned by any of these things. Because Krishna says, Krodhat Bhavati Sammohat, Sammohat Smriti Vibhramat. He says, so from Krodha also Sammoha comes illusion. Lust. Prakamam Kamadi. The chief of that gang is Kama, lust. Kama has five underlings: Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Adi. In fact, there is a whole clan, a family succession of thugs working together. Raghunath Das Goswami says that gang has attacked me. I was walking along the spiritual path. And suddenly out of nowhere, Kama, Krodha, Lobha jumped out. Crying out and encircling me, they started tying me up. Here in this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami gives us a highly practical advice on how to defeat our lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride and envy. He says that these highwaymen are not just robbing us but killing us. Because noos se kya hota hai? Fasi se. Mar jata hai na. Kama, krodha, lobha, mada, moha and matsarya strangle us. What gives rise to kama, lust? We need to know from which layer layer, karma leaps out at us. Everything can appear as being so perfect. The sun is shining, the air is clear. Then suddenly out of nowhere, karma appears and drags us somewhere, forcing us to act. And we say, yes, I need to do that. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the origin of karma. He says, Sankalpa Prabhavan Kama. Material desire or karma comes from Sankalpa. Sankalpa is something more subtle than lust itself. Lust is already the specific desires. So, this he quotes from Kapila Dev's teachings, where he explains the difference between Sankalpa and Sankalpa and Kama, the nature of mind. So Sankalpa refers to a generic desire. Kama refers to a specific desire. Like someone may like sweets. That is Sankalpa. And he may like Bundi Laddu more specifically. That is Kama. So Sankalpa refers to a generic desire and Kama refers to a more specific desire.
General meditation is specific.
Yeah. So Sankalpa Prabhavan Kaman. So this specific desire arises out of the generic desire. So someone may like to have a easy going, enjoyable life. That is Sankalpa. And that enjoying spirit may manifest more specifically in the form of enjoying the opposite sex. That is a more specific desire. But that more specific desire is born out of the generic desire, generic disposition of enjoying mentality. I want to enjoy the life. You know, that kind of mood gives rise to the specific desire to enjoy the opposite sex.
This is quoted from Gita? Or
this is Gita number one. Sankalpa Prabhavan Gaman Tyaktva Sarvan Sheshata. Material desire or karma comes from Sankalpa. Sankalpa is something more subtle than lust itself. Lust is already the specific desire that stifles us. Sankalpa means determination. The determination to enjoy. Desires arises from the determination to enjoy. You see? The generic desire to enjoy. Abhi koi vacation mein jata hai. Ya retreat mein jata hai. Samjho. Most people go to retreat. Pehle hi menu puch lete hai. Kya kya hai menu. Aur facilities kya kya hai. Matlab 3 days they are going there with a particular with a generic desire to enjoy, and after going there and seeing that swimming pool hai, cricket hai, jo bhi hai, so they decide pehla din swimming pool, dusra din cricket, aisa, but the specific desires they come out of a generic desire of enjoyment, the generic mood. Before the specific desire, we have this focus on enjoyment in this world. Sankalpa Prabhavan Kaman. So if the general outlook itself is flawed, then you can't get specific desires. Abhi generic desire hi, Baba ashram mein na, mera kuch tension nahi hai. Time pe prasad mil jata hai, koi kuch bolta nahi hai. अभी सेवा नहीं करना है तो तबीयत ठीक नहीं है वो तो कोई कुछ पूछेगा भी नहीं. If that is the general outlook, freeloader mentality है, then what will be the then the more specific desires of desire for opposite sex, desire for prestige, and everything will follow actually. But if one has the generic desire to serve, he has come to ashram, then appropriate specific desires also will develop. He would like to serve in a particular way, he would like to, he's constantly looking for guidance and service that they like that. So the general outlook gives specific desires. You cannot expect a person who has come here to have a easy life to develop a desire to chant quality rounds. वो हो गई नहीं तो उसका उसका purpose itself is different. The sankalpa is different. How can you expect particular karma? So when someone day in and day out japa tick se nahi kar raha hai, morning program tick se nahi attend kar raha hai, then rather than actually addressing that particular lack of desire, you see his general outlook. What is the general outlook of that person? Kya hai? Then you understand that it is unreasonable to actually expect. Because his generic outlook itself is flawed. How can you expect him to develop that specific desire? He has to leave actually.
It's the attitude.
The general attitude in ashram mein, you have come just because there is no accountability, no responsibility, you can just enjoy. It is fact that at least a good percentage of people come with that attitude only. So for them, you get behind them, subah utha kya, japa kya kya, roj poocho, unka roj same answer hai. See, some people are genuinely trying unka roj ka नींद का सीरियस इश्यू है, बट एट अदर टाइम्स व्हेन दे आर अवेक यू विल सी देम सिंसियरली एंडेवरिंग, वो अलग केस है. बट सम पीपल प्रसाद का टाइम में फर्स्ट लाइन में खड़ा रहेगा, ही विल नो द मेनू एंड एवरीथिंग बिफोर हैंड, बट देखेगा तो रात तक माला पीसता रहेगा. General sankalpa, the outlook towards spiritual life itself is flawed. How can you expect such a person to develop the specific desire of chanting, hearing, baki sab time pe ho jayega usko. Usko WhatsApp dekhne ka time, baith ke WhatsApp dekhega. Gappe marne ka time, baith ke gappe marega. मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम का टाइम उसका सोने का टाइम सोएगा. सो दिस इज द आउटलुक. सो देयरफॉर वी हैव टू वॉच अवर आउटलुक एंड सी इट इज नॉट रॉन्ग, इट इज नॉट रॉन्ग, बट जस्ट दैट वी आर इन द रॉन्ग प्लेस. बिकॉज व्हेन इन अ पर्टिकुलर इंस्टीट्यूशन and these kind of freeloader population keeps increasing, then it is very dangerous for the institution survival only.
Others will not be inspired to join.
Others will not be inspired to join, or the wrong people will be inspired to join.
Attract negative
kind. You will attract such kind of people to join. Better such people should be encouraged to leave. If they are not willing to transform, को transform करना मुश्किल है. Better they should be encouraged to leave. Otherwise, it's dangerous for the institution. And we are feeding a parasite actually. Let him go out and earn his living. He will become a responsible human being. Such people should be encouraged to leave, so that you, rather than nourishing a parasite, you actually are encouraging a parasite from becoming a hardworking human being. He has to work hard. If he goes out, he can't. कुछ तो उसको करना ही पड़ेगा. This might seem like a heartless thing, But actually, this is the right thing to do. Otherwise, उसका लाइफ लॉन्ग आप हैंडीकैप कर रहे हैं. बैठे बैठे हाँ प्रसाद आया क्या, क्या है प्रसाद में आज, हाँ रोज यही वही करता रहेगा. तो माला कितना बचा है आज, लेट उठाना 16 बचा है, ऐसा ही चलता रहे. सो बेटर बिकॉज सच पीपल दे हैव कम विद अ कंप्लीटली रॉन्ग आउटलुक, तो उनका आउटलुक चेंज करना बहुत मुश्किल है क्योंकि उनको सुनने में भी इच्छा नहीं, सुन के वो चेंज नहीं होने वाले हैं. बेटर उनको अभी कोई स्विमिंग सीख रहा है, पकड़ के पकड़ के पकड़ के, सम टाइम द टीचर हैज टू लीव हिम, थोड़ा उसको ये करने दो, फिर सीखेगा, फिर सीखेगा ना, फिर भूलेगा नहीं, और उसको छोड़ेगा नहीं, छोड़ेगा नहीं, छोड़ेगा नहीं, पकड़ के पकड़ के पकड़ के पकड़ के रखेगा ना, कभी भी नहीं सीखेगा. सच पीपल शुड नेवर बी पैम्पर्ड, दे शुड बी फ्लिक्ड आउट ऑफ द आश्रम. And that is not heartless.
That is hard actually.
That is hard. One who really, नहीं तो वो ये जैसा हो जाएगा, वो एक जिसका mother father नहीं था, उनका aunt ने उसको पाला पोसा, तो उसको कभी भी chastise नहीं किया, सब इतना pampering किया, इतना बड़ा रोग बन गया था. Finally उसको फांसी में चढ़ाने का time, last इच्छा आपका क्या है बच्चा, मुझे एक मिनट मेरा आंट के साथ बात करने दीजिए. मैंने बुलाया, आपका कान दिखाओ, कार्ड लेके आ गए, तो सीधा कान को काट दिया उसने. She screamed and said, What have you done? Why did you do this? He said, आपको अच्छा सबक सिखाने के लिए मैंने किया. क्यों, मैंने क्या किया? अगर when I was young only, if you would have chastised me and If you had changed me, I would not be अभी ये फांसी में मैं खड़ा नहीं रहता था. ये मेरा अभी परिस्थिति का कारण आप ही है. But at that time, if she had done, he would have felt bad. But that was the right thing to do. She didn't do. अभी वो फांसी में खड़ा है वो. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita says that if we simply want to gratify our senses, we have a deeply rooted purpose. Kamera tatpariya nija samboga kevala, Krishna sukha tatpariya matra premata prabala. Kamera tatpariya, the interpretation or explanation of kama, is that it is nija samboga, the desire to please our own self and ourself only, kevala. The root of lust is ultimately the desire for our own satisfaction, which in its turn is derived from the fact that we have left Krishna and turned away. So the desire to gratify our senses is a symptom of Krishna Bahirmukh nature. Whenever we want to gratify our senses, it's a symptom that we are acting on the shadow. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. The main problem is that lust is the most difficult to be rid of, and the strongest manifestation of lust is sexual desire. As long as a person has a body and a mind, lust will more or less be there. We have received a body and a mind to enjoy, if not grossly, then in a subtle way. At the bottom of it all lies our original sin, that we have turned away from Krishna. We do not want to look at Him. Even when we are trying to turn to Him, we constantly turn back to ourselves. This is the tug of war between the Shraddha and Swabhava. We want to turn to Him because our Shraddha says it is right, but we turn back to ourselves. Because the lifetimes of Atmendriya Preeti Vasanas pull us back to look at ourselves. We love ourselves and we want to satisfy our own desires. Therefore, in any spiritual discipline, a person must somehow or other solve this problem. Different spiritual disciplines offer different solutions. In the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives us very interesting advice. 6:24. This is the same verse to which I have already referred. Sankalpa Prabhavan Kaman. That lust is simply the personification of all our material desires, subtle and gross. He says, Sanischayena Yoktavyo Yogo Anirvidna Chetasa Sankalpa Prabhavan Kamams Tyaktva Sarvan Asheshataha Manasaivendriya Gramam Viniyamya Samantataha. This is the advice that Krishna gives. He says, Sankalpa Prabhavan Kaman. When a person sees some sense object and wants to enjoy it, this gives rise to all kinds of material desires. And the advice he gives is to give up all sense objects. Which means, to start with, keep the senses away from sense objects. You surround yourself with sense objects and hope that my mind should not get attracted. It is not possible. Viniyamya, samantata.
Out of sight, out of mind.
In essence, we must simply close our eyes to all sense objects. We must stop listening. We must stop gratifying our tongue, our nose. Tyaktva sarvan asheshatah. Stop all the endless desires by not allowing the senses to come in touch with the sense objects. Ukurmanganiva sarvashaha, that is the nature of sthitapragya. But here we are talking at the level of a sadhaka. At the level of a sadhaka, he is able to retract his senses because he has no desire to gratify. We have to consciously try to remove by not putting ourselves in a situation where any of these senses will be gratified. There is a scope for gratifying these senses. Perfected stage mein, he naturally has no need for gratifying the senses. And even when he engages his senses, Raga Dvesha Vimuktaistu Vishayan Indriyaischaran Atma Vashair Vide Atma Prasadam Madhigachati. It is because he has no Raga and Dvesha, which means there is no Vasanas. He is able to remove his senses because he has no Vasanas which is pushing his senses towards the sense objects. But when we keep our senses away, we know that my senses will naturally run towards that direction. So, उधर में जाऊंगा नहीं. अभी किसी को अलग-अलग प्रकार का adventure sports करने का बहुत इच्छा है. तो बोल रहेगा कि मैं नहीं करूंगा. तो उसको क्या करना चाहिए? Disney World इधर-उधर, SL World इधर सब नहीं जाना चाहिए. उधर जाने के बाद अगर वो सोच रहा है कि मैं नहीं करूंगा, तो कैसे होगा? अगर किसी को उसमें थोड़ा भी रुचि नहीं है, तो वो जाएगा तो भी खाली बैठेगा. अगर किसी को वो सब में बहुत रुचि है, तो उसको क्या करना चाहिए? उधर जाना ही नहीं चाहिए. Krishna is describing the meditative stage. Asheshataha means without end. All these arising desires. Manasai Vendriya Gramam. With the help of the mind, we must master our senses. Viniyamya Samantataha. With the help of our intelligence, we must master our mind. Which means we have to strengthen our intelligence through proper Shastric injunctions. Krishna is describing the meditative stage of dharana in yoga. He says that to get rid of kama, we have to give up all sense objects along with the vasanas, all the imprints of pleasure. So the vasanas can go by spiritual practice. अष्टांग योग और ज्ञान योग और निष्काम कर्म योग और भक्ति योग. बट बिफोर द वासनास गो वी शुड एंश्योर दैट द सेंसेस डोंट कम इन टच विद द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. एंड व्हाइल दिस प्रोसेस इज गोइंग ऑन, व्हाट विल गिव द अपीटाइट टू द इंडिविजुअल टू कीप द सेंसेस अवे फ्रॉम सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स? What will give us the impetus to keep the senses away from sense objects, jimbats? How is it that every day, without fail, I see you, that you take only non-spicy? Kuch bhi ho, aap lete nahi. Seedha udari ho, millet ho ya kichri ho, wo hi lete hain. How? How do you get that impetus every day?
Oh, because if my health goes down, I will not be able to practice my...
Because the doctor has told you. So your intelligence has been sharpened by the advice of the doctor. And of course your personal experience also.
Yeah, I have seen the result that whenever I follow that, I am able to...
Healthily...
My morning program is not disturbed.
So the point is, when the intelligence is sharpened, that gives the appetite. To that gives the strength to the individual to keep his senses away from sense objects. So this two-pronged attack, you know, from one side sharpen the intelligence through shastras, and from the other side don't get the senses near the sense objects. More importantly, but senses need some engagement. Give them devotional engagements. Tasmatvam indriyanyadav niyamya bhartarishav. So here niyamya means give them alternative engagement. The senses should be rightly engaged.
Could be mechanical also, some devotional activity.
Mechanical devotional service is better than spontaneous sense gratification. So first is spontaneous sense gratification. Then the next level is mechanical devotional service. When mechanical devotional service is perfected, it becomes spontaneous devotional service. People generally want to jump from spontaneous sense gratification to spontaneous devotional service and skip mechanical devotional service. And they say, oh, mechanical devotional service se kuch nahi hota. Are mechanically to karo pehle devotional service. भी छोड़ के माइंड जैसा सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट में ही जाके ये करे, वो तो नहीं है ना. सी if at least the senses are engaged in the spiritual sound vibration, slowly when all the senses are accumulating only spiritual vasanas, then the mind will have no choice.
Same.
So at least the surface impressions, if they are spiritual impressions, then the mind has no choice. Usme se hi jo acha lagta hai wohi karega. एटमोस्ट क्या है, प्रसाद के बारे में सोचेगा, एटलीस्ट इलिसिट सेक्स के बारे में तो नहीं सोचेगा. अगर उसका भी स्कोप है तो क्या होगा सोचो. एंड इफ समवन रीड्स और सीज समथिंग विच इज इनअप्रोप्रिएट तो फिर क्या होगा उसको. फिर इट रिमेन्स सच अ फ्रेश इंप्रेशन. देन उसका जपा का टाइम तो कॉन्सेंट्रेट करेगा, कर ही नहीं पाएगा. अगर सब इंद्रियों पंचेंद्रियों एटलीस्ट कुछ तो कृष्णा का कनेक्टेड चीज के बारे में वो एंगेज है, देन एट द मोस्ट व्हाट ही विल थिंक, उसका सेवा के बारे में सोचेगा. आज सुबह मेरा जपा का टाइम, आई वॉज थिंकिंग अबाउट टूडे मॉर्निंग्स कुकिंग. गलत है, सही नहीं है पर एटलीस्ट इट इज बेटर देन थिंकिंग ऑफ सम सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. सो एटलीस्ट ये स्तर से मैं थोड़ा आगे बढ़ने का सोच पाऊंगा. एटलीस्ट ठीक है सेवा का डिजायर भी लाइक राधेश्याम प्रभु वंस टोल्ड राधेश्याम प्रभु टोल्ड एंड वंस रजविहारी प्रभु टोल्ड राधेश्याम प्रभु टोल्ड दैट महाराज व्हेन आई एम चैंटिंग द होली नेम मैं ओल्ड रुद्रम चमकम एंड ऑल दोस मंत्रस कम महाराज सेड व्हाट अ फायर्स डिस्ट्रैक्शन एंड रजविहारी प्रभु सेड दैट महाराज व्हेन आई चैंट आई रिमेंबर माय सर्विसेस. That is very good, at least if you are not thinking of sense gratification. So, the point is, it is okay. You, at least, ye star pe to aake, idhar se aap transcend kar sakte hain. But, what comes to us spontaneously is only sense gratification. To, wo star se humko spontaneous devotional service mein nahi pahunch payenge.
इंटेलिजेंस
ऑल्सो नीड्स टू बी शार्पेंड. Why we are doing what we are doing? Slowly. And because the intelligence will tell, you are gaining something, you are gaining something, you are gaining something. But if the intelligence is not sharpened, he will think, I am losing something, I am losing something, I am losing something. Or fit fat jayega, phir pura 20 rasgulla ka lega. And positive engagement you are giving, na? You are giving positive engagement. See, even though you don't like it, see, there are two forces. One is the like force, another is the right force. If you have to, aapka like force to natural hai. Right force hai, jo acquired hai, jo seed aapko mila hai. Anukulyasya sankalpo pratikulyasya varjanam seed. So, you have to get, see, when you do something that you like, it gives a kind of satisfaction. When you don't get to do what you like, at least you should have the satisfaction of doing the right thing. Correct, na? So, din bhar, hamara family members ke saath baith ke gappe marna, achcha lagta hai sabko. Weekly one day karo. जो छुट्टी का दिन बट छह दिन ही विल डू द ही विल नॉट डू द थिंग दैट ही लाइक्स बट सिक्स डेज ही विल डू द थिंग दैट इज राइट. सो बिकॉज ही नोज फॉर श्योर दैट दिस इज राइट एंड दिस विल गिव मी मनी सो दैट गिव्स हिम द ओ प्रेशर कुकर बर्स्ट नहीं होता है. सो इन आवर केस ऑल्सो you know, we should, while engaging the senses in Krishna conscious activities, we should constantly sharpen our intelligence because that sharpened intelligence will give you the satisfaction that you are doing the right thing. So, the force of, if you are denying what you like, then you ensure that you clearly understand that you are doing what is right. And eventually, intelligence will also tell you that swadvi kramat bhavati. Gradually, that will become your liking also. So, devotional service is not such that abhi aapko achcha nahi laga aur kabhi bhi aapko achcha hi nahi lagega. Aisa nahi hai. Aage jate jate jab anarth nirvritti hote hote ye mujhe bahut achcha lagna shuru ho jayega. निष्ठा तक का स्ट्रगल है बस. निष्ठा के बाद स्वाद ही स्वाद है. तब तक थोड़ा लाइफ में क्या क्या सैक्रिफाइस नहीं किया, कौन सा क्या क्या चीज पाने के लिए हमने सैक्रिफाइस किया, इसके लिए एक बार हम सैक्रिफाइस कर सकते हैं. So in this way, if the intelligence is sharpened, it will give the, even though we may be denying, but ऐसा नहीं है कि भक्ति भक्ति का प्रोसेस में कुछ भी चीज हमको अच्छा नहीं लगता है, ऐसा भी नहीं. भक्ति के अंडर जो भक्ति का अनुकूल है उसमें जो आपको अच्छा लगता है वो भी करते रहो, कौन रोक रहा है? 24 घंटा आपका अकाउंटेबल टाइम तो नहीं है, तो टाइम पे करो. आपको भक्ति के अंदर जो अच्छा लगता है वो अच्छा से करो, जम के करो, कौन रोक रहा है? डीटी वर्शिप अच्छा लगता है करो, प्रीचिंग अच्छा लगता है करो, जपा अच्छा लगता है करो. We have received a body and a mind to enjoy, if not grossly, then in a subtle way. Krishna is describing the meditative stage of dharana in yoga. He says that to get rid of kama, we have to give up all sense objects along with the vasanas, all the imprints of pleasure. In my mind, I have endless memories of all the pleasures that I have carefully stored there. I can look into my memory and see all the things I have enjoyed. Therefore, Baldev Vidyabhushan, explaining verse 6.24, says that we have to give up all these vasanas with the help of the mind. He explains we should begin to mentally analyze material enjoyments and think, well, what good are they?
Well, with the help of mind, not intelligence,
but sharpen the mind. Ye Ashtanga Yoga ko bol rahe hain. भक्ति योग में नहीं. दिस इज इन द सिक्स्थ चैप्टर. ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग द धारणा स्टेज ऑफ अष्टांग योग. ही एक्सप्लेन्स दैट वी शुड बिगिन टू मेंटली एनालाइज मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट्स एंड थिंक, वेल, व्हाट गुड आर दे? एक्चुअली दिस इज द रोल ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस. वेल, व्हाट गुड आर दे? एट द मोस्ट दे विल गिव सम टेंपरेरी प्लेजर. So that discrimination that he is talking about is the role of intelligence. Many times, mind matlab, mind includes intelligence also. Thus, gradually we force our intelligence to meditate on the Atma. You see, now he is telling intelligence. The pure soul, which is full of eternity, knowledge and bliss, taking it away from the meditation of the sense objects. In his purport to verse 6.24, Ramanujacharya explains this point in a very interesting way. He says that there are two kinds of desires. Those generated by the mind and those arising from contact between senses and sense objects. Matlab, abhi rasgulla nahi hai, phir bhi aapko rasgulla khane ka iccha aa sakta hai. Wo ek prakar ka hai. Aur ek hai, rasgulla saamne hai, aap as soon as your eyes spot that rasgulla, you get the desire to eat it. So when the senses come in touch with the sense objects, that creates a desire. Certain desires are created in the mind only, past memories say ye karke. Desire generated by the mind can be easy to give up by using the mind. For example, our desire for mundane relationships, because we enjoy through these relationships, is one of the first things we should give up, understanding that they are temporary and ultimately unbeneficial. When death is upon us, no one from among our many relationships can help at that point. See, actually, many people, this is what actually Madhavanand Prabhu was उनका मेन पॉइंट ये है, बिकॉज मेनी पीपल इमेच्योरली अंडरस्टैंड दिस एंड दे स्क्रू अप देयर लाइफ एंड अदर पीपल्स लाइफ. दे एक्चुअली टेम्पररी बोल के गिव देम अप, बोल के दे गिव देम अप, बट एट द एंड ऑफ इट दे हैव नॉट डेवलप्ड एनी स्पिरिचुअल रिलेशनशिप्स ऑल्सो. And they have not gone deep in the spiritual practices also. So what happens? So rather than trying to spiritualize their existing relationships, I mean, abhi Maharaj ka father to abhi tak to devotee nahi bane. Par Maharaj you know, he talks with them, stays in touch with him.
Yeah, he instead only Guru Prabhu saying he is going to Chicago. He will go to meet his father there. He will stay in isolation for 14 days because of traveling the gap there. And then he meets his father because his father is now 95.
So this is a very real issue. We cannot say it is not an issue. But at the same time, we should give a Krishna conscious solution. The problem is improper understanding of the philosophy. So the solution is proper understanding of the philosophy rather than different philosophy. Generally, hum kya karte hain? Arre bhakti bhakti bolke inhone chhod diya.
Doctor ka example de sakta. Instead of properly taking the medicine.
Our doctor is changing.
Keep changing doctors.
That's what
all your diet and anything. Alag alag doctor badalte rehte hain. Keep blaming the doctor.
Because there is no vasana which is pushing him in that direction.
Here, it means that, you know, desire generated by the mind can be easy to give up by using the mind.
Let's see. For example, our desire for mundane relationships, because we enjoy through these relationships, is one of the first things we should give up. Understanding that they are temporary and ultimately, when he says mind, what he means is intelligence. Because he talks about understanding that they are temporary and ultimately unbeneficial. That discrimination role is the role of intelligence. So basically when Maharaj says mind, what he means is the whole antakarana, which includes buddhi also.
So here it is said that shama is difficult. Dhamma is sense control, shama is mind control. Mind control is difficult in one sense compared to sense control.
No. What he is telling is, agar abhi samne aapka rasgulla hai hi nahi, to vaisa, he is not talking about shama and dhamma. He is talking about your desire to enjoy an object that is not manifest in front of you. To agar abhi aapko peene ka ichcha aa raha hai kisi ko, to Govardhan Eco Village ke andar hai, matlab kuch milega nahi. So to resist that desire is much more easy than agar aapko wohi desire ek liquor bottle aapka samne hai, usko no bolna aur mushkil hai na. He is talking about that. He is not talking about shama and dhamma. He is talking about the desire which is born out of your vasana but not present in front of you, and the desire to enjoy that object which is right in front of you. Like that.
Who's the solution here with that? Relationship to philosophy or whatever. And the material relationship to what are your spiritual relationship developing?
So that's what. So that is improper, immature understanding. So so slowly, you know, while there are many other very insidious attachments that we have, like for, you know, we may have towards illicit sex or other such things, reading useless news and things like that. Rather than your relationship with your father and mother, where there is some responsibility that is there. So, you can maintain it and as far as possible try to spiritualize it also. Rather than give that up completely while simultaneously not engaged in you know, developing a fruitful, deep relationship in the devotee circle also. Then it becomes a very difficult thing actually. So where will you get that nourishment? See, a kind of, see, one aspect of emotion, when people grow up, when a male grows up, when he grows beyond 25, 26, especially beyond 30, two kinds of nourishment he needs. So to nourish his emotion. Emotional nourishment that comes from people. And emotional nourishment that comes from gainful engagement. A feeling of contribution. So both kinds of engagements are, both kinds of nourishment are needed. So, but when either one is lacking, in the long term it affects actually. So someone gets, you know, very powerful, very nicely engaged in various services. This, and he is, but in doing that, he is actually neglecting the fulfillment that can come through proper relationships. Then what happens? Aise karte karte.
He is at the top,
but
lonely.
He may feel lonely, and in that case, he may get that fulfillment. He may seek that fulfillment from some Mataji or something like that. That's how it happens. Because people may, hey, wo to itna achcha kar raha tha. Matlab itna achcha mala karta tha, itna achcha seva karta tha, itna busy rehta tha. Par kya hua? But the kind of fulfillment that comes through people, that you have neglected. At the same time, someone may be a very good people's person. You see such people also leave because of lack of a feeling of contribution. So male ego ke liye wo bhi zarurat hai. If there is no proper sense of contribution, and if there are no proper fulfilling relationships, both can terminate a person's stay in the ashram. So both needs to be, and so the authorities have to think about how we can facilitate both. Of course, personal relationship front may, institutionally they cannot do anything. But gainful engagement, so personal relationship is the individual's responsibility. He can never blame anyone. It is his individual responsibility. He has to work on it. Otherwise, time will teach the lesson. But institutionally, they have to ensure, the leaders have to ensure, is that person gainfully engaged? Is he engaged in at least one activity which is fulfilling him, through which he feels fulfilled? Like that. So these two things both have to be taken into consideration. When death is upon us, no one from among our many relationships can help at that point. Even if we have children, they cannot help us. Even if there is a loving wife, still no one can help us. We are face to face with the terrible problems resulting from our karma. At that point, we can cling to the tiny island of Krishna consciousness that we have and start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then we can rise above all material desires. This is the advice that Krishna gives. But having said that, a very important part of our spiritual cultivation is cultivating spiritual relationships. If we neglect that and only try to cultivate our spiritual practices without engaging in the six exchanges, in the long run, it is like we will neither have a roof nor have a wall, nor have the walls. We will have a good foundation, but uske upar superstructure nahi rahega. Because that superstructure mein, first thing is service. Service attitude, not service actually. Service attitude is the
floor.
Uske side ka walls chahiye na, relationships. That is where, so one aspect See, one's cultivation of Krishna consciousness has to be sincere and mature, both. Sincerity is indicated by how nicely he is trying to cultivate his sadhana, how nicely he is trying to build the foundation. But maturity comes, is indicated by how he understands the role of Vaishnava relationships in his progress. That comes, that indicates maturity. So one's practice of Krishna consciousness has to be simultaneously mature and sincere. It cannot be only mature and only sincere. It has to be sincere and mature. So that's the important point. So one who realizes it, many times people are very sincere, but not mature enough to understand this very important point actually. It is like very sincerely running a This is the advice that Krishna gives. He says, with the help of your mind, ponder over the futility and uselessness of all these material pleasures, because ultimately you do not need them. They are not going to save you. Further on, Ramanujacharya says, we should give up the enjoyments arising from the contact between the senses and their objects, also by reflecting on the fact that despite all our efforts, we have not got anything in the end. So this is, he says, that strengthen your intelligence by understanding the futility of material endeavors, like that. So this, so
it's temporary.
Yeah, temporary. So this is what he talks about lust. So about lust, he has mentioned sankalpa prabhavan kaman stekva sarvan asheshatha. So which means, first keep the senses away from the sense objects and strengthen your intelligence. This is what he has given for lust. The same injunction comes in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita also. Third chapter, second chapter. So he says that tasmatvam indriyanyadav niyamya bharatarishabha papmanam prajahihyenam jnana vidyana nashama. And he also says, evam buddheha param buddhva samstabhyatmanam atmana jahishatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasa. Third chapter. Last. Yeah. Okay, so we will pause here. And we will continue this discussion, the relationship between the enemies. We will directly start tomorrow. So tomorrow again same time, 11 o'clock we will meet for Manasiksha. But what I am suggesting is, kindly take prasad early, rest and come. Otherwise we are just wasting time. So rest leo, rest leke aajo. Even 15 minutes, 20 minutes power na. Utna to karke aajo. Mera 10:30 tak tha. Uske baad 10:30 to 11 I quickly napped and came. So then we can continue.